Have you ever been called to help someone who is in need? Maybe this is your 3 a.m. friend that we keep talking about in men's group, and ask for your help. Are you ready to heed the Holy Spirit when he directs us to aid a friend or a stranger? Hebrews 13:16 says, "And do not forget to do good and share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased." Jesus was familiar with the physical needs of people. He was familiar with the needs for food, for healing, for relational wholeness. When he encountered the needs, he did not shy away from them. Instead, he fed people, he healed people, and he listened to their pain. Often in those encounters, he was filled with compassion for the needs of others. Sometimes we encounter the pain, heartache, and needs of people. Maybe you have had some of these experiences in your life. It can be difficult, costly, and challenging to discern the best path forward. The Tear Fund is often confronted by those in greatest need. These are people that have been devastated by disasters, displaced from their homes, parents forced to send their children to fend for themselves. They encounter disease and poor living conditions, climate changes, inequity and inequality in our world. There's extreme poverty, people forced to live in a hunger season, and that is the gap between harvest after the food has run out. The hunger season is the theme of the Tear Fund for 2021. Ethiopia, that's a hard word, is a country that is dealing with this challenge today. It is a beautiful country that has been impacted by explosive population growth, extreme poverty, climate changes, internal tensions. Millions of people are living in the hunger season. The Tear Fund is thankful for the Ethiopian church partner that faithfully brings hope to their corner of the world. They often feel overwhelmed, insufficient, and inadequate, but carry on with great faith. They are motivated by the relentless love of Jesus to deal with these issues. This is what the Tear Fund is about. They mobilize God's church in the very poorest of places to release the God-given potential in their communities. Churches are reaching out with God's love and meeting those needs. The hungry are being fed, the poor are being clothed, and the homeless are given a place to live. As followers of Jesus, we are to share our faith and to see and help those in need. That is the calling of the church. I'm going to read from Acts 2:42-47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. So the context of the early chapters of Acts was that the church has been birthed in an incredible way by the coming of the Holy Spirit and the sights and sounds of the event, how it was to be there. Can you imagine being there at that time? That would be just awesome. It would be scary, but very awesome. There were miracles, and healing is taking place. Every day, people are embracing Jesus. Homes are open for meals and conversation. And I think of our small groups when we do that, when we open our homes and we go and we commune together. And people are sharing their possessions. The church was growing rapidly, and people were excited by their newfound faith. This was a place to be. But there were two problems. The widows were not being fed. There were murmurings in the community. What we are seeing here is a bit of culture clash. The Hebrew Jews were those from Judea and were inclined to embrace Jewish culture. While the Greek Jews were more inclined to embrace Greek culture, which makes sense, and tended to be part of the diaspora in Jerusalem, coming from the provinces to the city. To simplify, the Hebrew Jews saw the Greek Jews as those who had compromised in some way with Greek culture. The Greek Jews saw the Hebrew Jews as traditionalists and maybe carried a holier-than-thou attitude. This created a natural suspicion between the two groups and might remind us of how we sometimes see people from other cultures today. It is important to know that even though we are talking about two different groups of Jews, they are all Christians who have chosen to follow the Messiah. The care of widows and orphans is a common theme in Scripture. With the growth of the early church, they organized the daily distribution for those in need. Greek widows were especially vulnerable as they were far from home and without family connections and maybe a barrier, and were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. Eventually, the complaints reached the disciples, so they did what every church leadership does. They called a meeting. We do not know the details of the meeting other than a desire to fix the problem. The apostles wanted to continue teaching the word as they wanted to see continued growth of the church. Their solution was to appoint 7 people to look after the problem. They probably wrote a white paper to go along with it too. Great picture of people serving in their areas of giftedness, as we all have our unique gifts. A challenge of leadership is to help people to see how they are gifted and to encourage the use of their gifts. The 7 were selected as servants in the food program, not like the food bank, and we are told several things about the decision. They were given responsibility, and everyone liked the idea. They were full of faith, and they were commissioned to do the job. As a result, God's message continued to be spread. The number of believers increased, and many Jewish priests were converted, and the widows were fed. What the early church encountered was what we call today church and community transformation, or CCT for short, coming to grips of what holistic ministry looks like in both word and practice. It is an issue that some churches in North America struggle with today. There are 2 issues that surface. Focusing solely on evangelism to the neglect of the needs of the people. And with limited resources, we can only meet the needs of those in our church. These are issues faced by many pastors and churches around the world. And Ethiopia is one of the countries that is practicing church and community transformation. Here is a video about a lady named Nigist whose life was radically changed by her church.
Tanate attumageti oidda, machageti ichasha. Kase wodiyani gakkidabay taayyo, kase wode namisa. Biittay mokkennaytin daro tuggatas, daro waayettas, daro namisa be'aasi. Hegaa giddon qassi hargeekka de'ees. Hargee sakkin tanata aakimsana hinkuwan kirinniya shammada mizanawu tana santimeekka xayidi waayissis. Taassi keettaawe baqadeeshin hara macca asi ekkidi dummatidi tana naatuura oliigin xoonissidi xoossay tana xoonissin xoonaydda xuma layttaa, meto layttaa, tugga layttaa, namisa layttaa, harge layttaa, hayqo layttaa. Miizaa haaridoogee dippi giidi miizay diyaekka zazzaluwappe wuri aggis, zazzaloy atti aggis. Meheekka maatan oysan xaqqamettanawu xayi aggis, deeshshay dorssaykka xayi aggis. Hegaappe xoossay tana kessis. Taayyo waanna halchchoy ta kiyanaayyo qofay taayyo hegaa gidis. Harassi tana ushachchi xeellinkka tana kessana soo erettibeenna, haddiri xeellinkka kessana soo erettibeenna.
Nigist joined a program set up by Tearfund's local Ethiopian partner, run at the church nearby. They not only trained her on how to make her farmland productive, but also supported a self-help group where she learned how to manage money and save for her family's future.
Tana qabalee malaamalidi oottada minu taataare kushiya minu ba keettaa ka'ayisso ba de'uwa ka'ayisso ba shooqaakka oottawusu guyye guukku gallassan qamannu be'iyodekka ba shooqan simerettawusu. Yaatiyo gishshataassi a oottanawu danddayawusu. Hatarpeza limate ma varai ehio timirtia giddo gelu gelada ka ottano aifia demmanau maadetano dandao gritano wanna imede qabale mala male demis siltanai koerotti di bita tikyo ga tamarisis bita tikyo ga tamarisini lo owutet yemiyarin baqa lo owutet ya ekka gas taheta mizada kalissada taheta yo gidi otin giyaw kesela giyana misaka ashas ha e tarpeza limate ba ma bara bagara baqa hekata baizisagas baizisada yedala ehada hega me shanwanana dorsa shamagas dorsa shamada tosi imido santimia dorsan ekada hamesham sim tosa sentan gotala ta odi odo taga ita pulati dobe tosa tan hega fekes pulais siltana tanaka hagau kesi egese boncho besis qottaba bagara kehife maadete dapetin cannaqete boko numetu akante de penne de guye ede muson dia baba izere heso wango yete okete se nuna ya u faisrete attin tana ega siltana pe yaida tana siltana akade yaida tason tani ta wozana qopido iqashamada yas taketayo qopido iqalo iqashamada taketa akala yas siltana pe yaida ehin qase mayu ape kallo iyaga tawozana amata shati da waka shamada ikada yas dorsa pe shamas nuni dorsa pe gamalati babbe ikka eroko gakka eroko lameti kaboko kanada fe de iya asandende da gani nudu sa kanu lamedo sona nude wan kanu lamedo sona nuna seltana ogidi be enna ketta ka besido sona esau de iya dusa ara salwa arata de iya tose wonta eta kanada qatidi isku adigidi metotan chati tugati age dosna bedi madita gidi eta dentida tosei eta mara mara zeretta be zeretta ga kanashin salwa tosei eta anjo yagas
In 2018, a project was started in Ethiopia to train churches in church and community transformation. The idea of holistic ministry was both the physical and the spiritual. Mark 12, 30, 31, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. A group of 10 churches were selected to take the training call in a project called the Nehemiah Project. Pastors were excited to take the training as it helped them address the extreme poverty that many in their congregations and community faced. Pastors were helped to see the God-given potential in their communities. They were taught how to empower other leaders and learn from Scripture about holistic ministry. They learned about the root causes of poverty and broken relationships. If you visit Ethiopia today in these churches, you hear stories of people like Nijist. She was living in poverty without hope and no place to turn. Her main problem was a lack of food while trying to feed 9 children. She lived with the reality of the hunger season. They ate leaves to survive. The family suffered hunger and disease with no money for health or medicines. All of her farm animals perished because of the drought. She said, I endured years of suffering, hunger, and death. She had no options other than to believe that God had a way. The hunger season devastated her family. One day, she was invited to a local church that cared for people, a church that was aware of the needs of the community, a church that had been trained in CCT and desired to follow Jesus to where the need was greatest. If we went to that church today, we would sit in a circle and hear of her transformation, how she received training in conservation agriculture and started practicing that on her small plot of land. Using this, she doubled her yield in the first year. She joined a self-help group at church and was able to save money for the first time. She now had money for livestock and to improve her house. She could send her kids to school and provide them with basic necessities. You would hear her story from extreme poverty to sufficiency and her gratitude for all that made it possible. In Ethiopia, there are specific challenges that pastors had to overcome but with the knowledge gained from training there, is increased passion for community, and people are attracted to church. God is working, and churches are looking beyond the walls of their building. Seems like a small picture of what the early church was like in the book of Acts. People are being added to God's church. They just had escaped the hunger season, but many more are suffering. There is an incredible food shortage in Ethiopia. And here are some facts: that $100 will provide food and seeds for a family for a month, or $28.50 a month will provide over two years, will provide agricultural training for a farmer. We are the hands and feet of Jesus when our church gives to the Tier Fund. Our average monthly giving from our church this year is $275, and we help to transform communities where extreme poverty is a way of life. And to sum it up, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly, defend the rights of the poor and needy. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this information. We thank you for the stuff that you have given to us. And we pray for those in Ethiopia and other countries that are hard-pressed by weather conditions and poverty and governments, Lord, that don't look after them. So we just ask that you would watch over them, help them. And the money that is given, Lord, we just trust that it is used wisely. We ask all of this in your name. Amen.